Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Just so blessed to have you with me again today and grateful that you're taking the time to listen to this podcast as we go through the Bible, verse upon verse, line upon line, and precept upon precept. And our benefit is to know God and His ways. And so we want to pray to Him and ask Him to bless our time together to help us in that venture. So, Lord, today we do thank You and we praise You, Heavenly Father, for Your provision of Your Scripture. We're so happy today to have Your Word before us, and we're excited that You want by Your Holy Spirit for us to know You. We pray that Your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth, and that our lives will be pleasing to You because Your Holy Spirit has empowered us to live according to that truth. Lord, today I bless every person listening to these words and ask that You'd open the hearts of all of our minds and our hearts, our eyes and our ears to receive from You. We bless You and thank You again today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, If You Continue. It's taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 1 and verse 23. Paul the Apostle told the Colossian church members that Jesus Christ reconciled them unto God from their wicked ways through the sacrifice of His blood on the cross. His sacrifice made them holy, unblameable, and unreprovable before the Heavenly Father. And in chapter 1 and verse 23 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul wrote a conditional if that was relative, or that related to their continuing in the faith in Him. We read, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not removed or be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. The verse begins, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Paul places a condition on the Colossians by adding this small phrase, if you continue, which means to stay at or with, to tarry still to abide, to remain and persevere in the faith or with conviction of the truth of anything, belief, grounded, which means to lay the foundation, to make stable and establish, and settled or firm, immovable and steadfast. He also added, and be not moved away, which means to move from one place to another or away from the existing position, from the hope of the gospel, which refers to expectation of good hope and joyful and confident expectation of eternal salvation. It was imperative that the church members not forsake their current beliefs in Jesus Christ, and they were to be immovable in their dedication to the hope of the good news concerning Him. The verse goes on to say, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. Paul emphasized that the Colossians have heard, which means attended to and considered what was or has been said, understood and perceived the sense of what was said. And this same gospel was preached or published, proclaimed and heralded to every creature, which refers to anything created under heaven or the vaulted expanse of the sky with all things visible in it. Though there was not the technology of today, the gospel advanced throughout the whole world. Finally, the verse says, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. As though they didn't know, Paul reminds the church members that he was made a minister, which means one who executes the commands of another, especially of a master, a servant, or attendant. Paul considered himself to be a servant to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and his service was part of the reason that the Colossians knew about Jesus in the first place. When we think about these words and conditions that Paul presented, it would do us well to examine whether we are grounded and settled in the faith. Drifting away from the gospel of Jesus Christ and into other beliefs is a danger that none of us can afford. And as Paul presented his words to the Colossians, he knew they were being influenced to believe the false doctrines of the Gnostics and of the Judaizers. Lest we be caught up in the influence of false teachings and heresies, let us hold true to the hope of the gospel of Jesus, and may the Lord keep us in the faith by his mighty power. Next time, Paul shares about suffering that he experienced for the church members in Colossae. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.